with the League of Women Voters representatives now. I'm Rick Moore with MSONewsSports.com. We're going to start with the League of Women Voters President Gloucester Chapter with Hannah Kimberly. Did I get it right this time?
You did. Indeed.
Okay. All right. And first of all, Hannah, maybe telling me a little bit about yourself, your position, and how long that position lasts, you know, how long you'll be in it.
Well, we have two-year running positions for president, vice president, treasurer, and secretary, and they ganged up on me last year and made me a president. And so this is the local chapter for League of Women Voters, Cape Ann, is what we are. But League of Women Voters started shortly after the ratification of the 19th Amendment, so right after women got the right to vote.
Tell me about the membership. What is the size, perhaps, of this chapter, and how, from what I understand, it's co-ed now, and how people get involved with it?
Yeah, it's always been co-ed. The name Women Voters is basically comes about because it was women who was getting the right to vote, and they wanted a nonpartisan way for women to participate in politics. And it's been the same since 1920 when Mary Chapman Catt started it. Mm-hmm. So what are our members? Maybe we have about 30, 35 members locally, and that I don't know how many thousands there are across the country.
What is the role? Because I know that whenever I read something in the media, nationally in particular, around election time, the League of Women Voters seems to be a very, very influential organization and takes some pretty important stands.
We do. We never endorse candidates, ever, and we never have, which is why I think lends to the ethos of League of Women Voters as an organization, in that we can look at both sides of issues, political issues. We do, however, what do you want to say, June? We do take sides in terms of...
Yes. Certain ballot questions.
We do support particular issues or oppose them, and we lobby for and against legislation, but we maintain a very strict firewall between our voting activities and our issue-oriented activities. Everything related to elections and voting, we are strictly nonpartisan. We register voters to vote. We don't care what party they align themselves with. When we present an event with candidates, we invite all of the candidates, all parties, everyone, and we treat them equally and fairly. And we are very interested in making sure that every citizen who wants to vote can vote, has access to voting, and has the information he or she needs to make good decisions.
That's June Michaels. And June, how did you get involved in the League of Women Voters? How long have you been at it, and what's it mean to you?
Well, I've been involved for the last 15 or 20 years, and what I like doing, I like moderating the debates and the forums. We had a great one on the Patriot Act. I've moderated some debates for governor, for mayor, and for state representative. And I'm also involved at the state level in reviewing legislation for the committee that decides whether we're going to oppose or support a particular piece of legislation. So I get to read a lot of pending laws, and some of them are real lemons.
I like the way you say, I get to read them like it's a privilege. Okay. Well, the reason we're here is that the League of Women Voters on Cape Ann is sponsoring a couple of tremendous events involving high school kids. And June, I'll start with you, if I may. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about what's going on in Rockport, and then I'll talk to Cynthia Bewerly about what's going on in Gloucester.
Well, we have often done forums explaining the ballot questions. We did one 2 years ago in which league members talked about what was on the questions. But we won a grant last spring from the State League to do a project involving high school students. So we approached all three Cape Ann high schools, and we succeeded in getting teachers to work with us at Gloucester High School and Rockport High School. So the students are doing the presentations. Two students will speak on each question, one giving the arguments for voting for the question and one against. There are four questions on the November 8th ballot, and they are serious questions. Mm-hmm. One on gambling, one on cruelty to farm animals, one on expanding the number of charter schools in the state, and the one that has attracted the most attention, legalizing marijuana, treating it like alcohol with the same kind of regulation that alcohol gets, but otherwise decriminalizing the possession and use of it.
Okay, and so theater company is moving its props around here, we'll work around that. Cynthia Bjorley, next, I talked with Cynthia last week, and she told us a little bit about what's going on. Cynthia, first, let's start with what will be taking place here at Gloucester High School, maybe a little background on what's going on here and the date and time and so on.
The students will be presenting pros and cons on the four issues, gambling, marijuana, charter schools, and... Gambling, marijuana, charter schools,
farm animals.
Yeah. Treatment of farm animals. Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay. And in order to get onto the ballot, any issue that a citizen wants to propose a law or repeal a law, the whole process starts with the signatures of 10 qualified Massachusetts voters on a petition, an initiative petition. That is then goes through a long series of review, starting with the Attorney General to the Secretary of State. Then you have to get many more signatures, greater than 3% of the total of all voters cast in the last governor's election. Then it goes to the legislature. If the legislature declines to act, if they either reject or ignore the petition, then it gets on the ballot. For example, the issue of marijuana may be too controversial for people to take a yes or no stand on it, so they've pretty much ignored it, and it's going to the people. Mm-hmm. So, I forgot to tell you the date is Tuesday, October 18th at Gloucester High School Lecture Hall at 7 p.m.
Okay, and then 2 days later it's in Rockport?
Yes, on Thursday, October 20th in Rockport at the Community House from 7 to 9 p.m.
And I want to ask you once again, Cynthia, about the questions. When they are voted, either thumbs up or thumbs down, what happens after that? Do they automatically, if it's thumbs down, thrown away? If it's thumbs up, it becomes law? How does that work?
If it's thumbs down, it's thrown away. And if it's thumbs up, I think June could answer that better than me.
Yes, written into the petitions is the date when it goes into effect. For example, the marijuana law will go into effect a whole year later because they have to form a commission and come up with some rules for the regulation. It doesn't go into effect immediately, but probably the decriminalization would go into effect very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Wow, my head is spinning. The amount of time that you must put in on this has to be enormous because these are things you hear people talk about this amendment or that amendment off the top of their heads, and they don't really know what they're saying when you actually go back and read the Constitution. So you provide a tremendous service here, and you must do a lot of reading, and I'll go back with to Hannah Kimberly, who's the president of this chapter. Is that so? You it's sort of like, I think, being in a profession where you have to keep up with the literature?
Absolutely. I think what's special this time about the ballot questions is that the high school students are doing it. It's usually us, the League of Women Voters, who are doing it, but I think this is going to be special in that it will give them a chance to really be part of the democratic mm-hmm. process in terms of educating themselves as citizens who will one day be voting.
Excellent. Well, ladies, I want to thank you. Is there anything else that you want to mention? And I'll go around the table one more time. Anything else that I maybe didn't ask that you'd like to start? And I'll go over here to my left to June Michaels.
Well, a message to all the voters. If you can't come to our forums on October 20th and October 18th, by all means, find out about these questions. Don't wait till you're in the booth ready to vote before you start reading these things.
There you go. Cynthia, anything else you'd like to mention?
I completely agree with that. Okay. And there's also early voting is starting for the first time this year in Massachusetts. And I believe it opens
24th
of October, and you can go to your city hall or town hall and vote in advance.
Mm-hmm. And finally, back to President Hannah Kimberly, the president of the CAPAN chapter of the League of Women Voters. Some final thoughts?
Well, thank you so much for coming out and meeting with us. This has been a delight. And yes, everyone, read up on your questions, and absolutely, please vote.
Well, I'm going to say one more thing. What I like about this is that everybody's attention is on what's going on nationally, and I'm going to call it a zoo, but what's going on right here in Massachusetts, and you brought it right down to the kids' levels, which they're going to bring back among their friends and among their parents and among their associates and so on, is so important as well, and you've made it real. So I thank you for that.
Thank you.
All right. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.